6.9 FM. Fresh news, smart talk, all day.
The views and opinions of the hosts and guests are their own and do not necessarily reflect the position of the management and staff of Guardian Network.
Simple gospel, simple, don't get confused with all sort of concepts.
I'm not asking you to follow Christ because it's easy. I tell you, it's not easy to be a Christian. It's hard in this materialistic, secularistic, immoral generation. But the scripture says, let your light shine in this crooked and perverse generation.
Broad road, narrow road,
a Damascus road. Every man, every woman, every young person must go to that Damascus road and get righted with that Christ, and then he sets you on a new course.
What a wonderful thing it would be to see bright, clean, disciplined young people marching for Jesus Christ throughout the country. We have demonstrations for everything else. It seems to me that we need to be demonstrating for Christ. We need to be demonstrating against moral evil. We need to be demonstrating for God. And demonstrating against uncleanness in the country.
Good morning this morning, and welcome back to Guardian Radio 96.9 FM. Your station for fresh news, smart talk all day. It's Thursday, the 10th of August, 2023, and you are on the clock with Erin Green. On the clock, we engage organizations, institutions, social and cultural leaders, and ordinary people to better understand the impact of public policy, private sector development, and emerging social and consumer. On the clock, we have conversations that help us understand and navigate a rapidly changing Bahamas. Good morning, everyone. I've got two guests in studio with me from IOT. It's a Culture Thursday, so we're going to have a Culture Day. And you can hear, if you're familiar with the clip that we just played, then you know which group is in studio. If you're not familiar with the clip, then you're about to hear some big news. Joining me in studio are Angel and Christian. Good morning.
Good morning.
Good morning.
All right, so I've got some little housekeeping to do, and then we're going to get into our conversation. For our first Sand Dollar Live read, today, Thursday the 10th, and tomorrow, Friday the 11th of August, Central Bank representatives will be giving out Sand Dollars at Fresh Market, Old Fort Bay location. Show your Sand Dollar enabled digital wallet at the door and receive $20. Spend 18 or more in Sand Dollars at the register and get $5 back when you leave the store. The offer is limited to the first 100 customers to show their Sand Dollar enabled wallet at each location. So as many people as possible can experience the Sand Dollar. For more details, visit any of the Sand Dollar social media pages or call 302-9880. And when I went and I did it, there were Sand Dollar wallet provider representatives on site to help you set up a wallet if you hadn't already set it up or you were not sure how it worked, even though you had it on your phone. So don't be scared, don't be shy, don't be anxious. They're very helpful, they're very friendly, and they're going to sort you right out. Now on to the on-the-clock Sand Dollar Trivia Giveaway. Every day for the next 2 months, we'll be giving away Sand Dollars to digital wallet holders. Every week, players can win up to $300 in Sand Dollars. To be eligible to win, you must have a digital wallet and answer the trivia question correctly. When you call in, give the producer your name and number and your wallet information. If you answer the question correctly, don't hang up. You'll be transferred back to the producer to confirm your information. Remember, listeners are restricted to one transfer for the duration of the competition. You can only win once. To my previous winners, I'm lobbying Central Bank to extend play more than once. I try. But for right now, they want as many people as possible to experience the Sand Dollar. So our first question of the day, let me throw out the numbers first because this is an easy one, I think. Could be a trick question. I think it's easy. 323-6232, 325-4316, 325-4259. And for people in the Bahamas, but not on New Providence, 242-300-5720 is a toll-free, is a free number. 242-300-5720. And our text line, powered by BTC, 422-GR96. That's 422-4796. First question of the day. Who did Phil Stubbs ask to look a here, because my pants tear? In the song My Pants Tear, who did Phil Stubbs ask to look a here, because my pants tear? Classic Bahamian song. Again, the numbers to call, 323-6232, 325-4316, 325-4259, 242-300-5720, 242-300-5720. In the song My Pants Tear, who does Phil Stubbs ask the looker here? Answering by text, you must include your wallet information in the same text as the answer. Wallet information must be in the same text as your answer. Again, throw it out one more time. In the song My Pants Tear, who did Phil Stubbs ask to look a here, because my pants tear? Very important question. Very important question. So good morning to my guests in studio again, Angel and Christian. Please introduce yourselves in the traditional Bahamian fashion. Who you are, where you come from, who your people are, the lineage and the land that you spring from.
That's hilarious.
And then what you do.
Our founder would do. Beijing loves to tell people about her lineage and everything.
Because protocol has to be established.
Yes. Nice. Good morning. Tell them who you is.
Good morning. My name is Christian Kiash. I am a Kiash from Eleuthera. Lower Bourg. I'm one of the few that's actually orange or light skin.
Yeah,
because most of us Lower Bourg Kiash are, you know, more dark people.
Darker skin people, yeah.
Yeah. And my other side of the family are the Lightborns from Sandy Point.
Abaco. Nice.
Yes.
Nice. Okay, cool. Okay. I've been to Luther plenty, but after Hurricane Andrew, the Methodist Church organized a massive recovery and reconstruction project, right? And so came up with groups of Methodists to do work in Lower Bourg, Upper Bourg, North Eleuthera. Nice to meet you, cousin.
Nice to meet you, too.
My name is Angelique Mackey. My father is Grand Bahama Mackey, like I just said. Yeah. And my mom is a Smith, originally from Exuma, but her parents are Scottish and English.
Nice.
Yes. Okay. So that's my little mix up.
Absolutely. So what do y'all do when you're not doing what you do today? What do you do?
Oh, this guy is a man of many talents. Like, he does so many different things. Me personally, I'm a student, a university student, and a stretch instructor my business is called Aquia Stretch. And I deal with flexibility and conditioning for specifically athletes and dancers, but
Not for parents.
Everyone's welcome. Everyone's welcome.
Because I know who need the stretch and flexibility class. People who have children just learning how to walk and crawl, without a doubt. And Christian.
So what I do is I'm employed at Atlantis currently. I deal with the chill water systems, the boiler systems, along with the air condition and exhaust fans for the restaurant and the lobby areas.
Wow. Yeah, that's very technical.
It's kind of technical, but I mean, I love what I do.
Yeah.
I love my hands. I'm very gifted. You know, I thank God for that. And aside from that, what I do is I have an auto detailing business, Quality Auto Spa. And, you know,
So my guests today are joining me from an organization called It's Our Turn. It's a faith-based organization. That's all I know. Yes. I want to ask, is it an advocacy group? Is it an advocacy and support group? Is it an activism group? What is IOT? It's Our Turn.
It's Our Turn is a youth-led nonprofit ministry that develops youth as leaders, empowers youth as servants, and serves youth as beneficiaries to stop the cycle and start the spiral for abandoned, orphaned, and marginalized youth by providing mental health support, discipleship training, and outreach opportunities through the transformational gospel of Jesus Christ.
And how your the work that you do today applies to your faith, because ain't nobody had no car. You had to walk. So you had to be flexed. You had to stretch. You had to exercise, keep your body in shape.
Yes.
But you, Christian, yes. They had no car. They had no AC.
No.
And they certainly didn't have no boiler system.
No.
Right?
No.
In the village. How do you, as millennials, young millennials, on the latter half, I imagine, right?
Yes.
How do you now, in the modern world, how do you blend your faith, your spiritual self, with your worldly self?
Answer that.
Well, the IOT group that we... That I joined.
Uh-huh.
You know, I didn't really have a relationship with God. I would say I knew God.
Yeah.
You know, I would attend church. And, you know, but I saw the true practicality behind what IOT's motto is, which is stopping the cycle and spread and starting the spiral. So what that meant for me and what I saw is that, you know, whatever you struggle with, you know, we actually show God's love. We actually, you know, stop whatever cycle. For me, I was living in, you know, some past traumas and, you know, I was not able to overcome them.
Mm-hmm.
But through joining IOT, you know, they started a spiral, which is godly in my life, you know.
All right.
And it was even to a point where, you know, I almost forgot about Atlantis and, like, my businesses. And it's just like, hey, I just want to seek God, you know.
Yeah. You just want to be completely consumed in this space, in this energy.
Yes.
All right.
I'd also like to add that in order to integrate your faith with this self every day, and also you just unapologetically do it, because like you said, is this an advocacy group? How many people out there do we see advocating for things that are just, it makes sense to them, but you know, to us it may not. For me and for people that are a part of IOT, Jesus makes the most sense and he is our greatest love. So how we do that is we stay in the word, we stay in Christian community that is able to hold us accountable and remind us daily that this is the lifestyle that we want to pursue, because it is a beautiful one.
Absolutely. I got to take this call, but I want to go back after the call, go back to something you said. Did you say you have to die a bit every day?
Every day.
We're going to get back to that. Yes. Good morning, caller. You're on the clock. Are you here to answer the trivia question?
Yes, I am.
I'm ready for you.
Mama, look at here. My pants tear.
Absolutely.
I was talking to Shirley.
Absolutely. Thank you. So, repeat that name again. Say that again, ma'am.
Say, Mama, look at here. My pants tear. I was talking to Shirley.
Yeah, there you go. See, you shouldn't have been talking. I'm not saying this is a difference between correlation and cause, right? I ain't saying that's why your pants tear. But maybe if you wasn't talking to Shirley, we wouldn't be here. Thank you so much, ma'am.
You're welcome. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye. Make sure to give the producer your information.
He got it already.
Okay,
thanks.
Great stuff. Great stuff. Okay, guys, let me throw out the second question, and then we're going to get back to that point. Okay. I'm going to ask this question. Which famous Bahamian artist asks for "My Red Shirt Baby" from "Out the Bedroom"? Again, which famous Bahamian artist asks for "My Red Shirt Baby" from "Out the Bedroom"? I just put a little clue in there. Yeah. Close quotes. The numbers to call: 323-6232, 6-3254-259-242-300-5720, and the text line 422-GR-9642-247-96. Which famous Bahamian artist asks for "My Red Shirt Baby" from "Out the Bedroom"? Close quotes. Okay, let's... Oh, sorry, you know the answer, hey? I'm good. I'm glad you don't know the answer.
No.
I mean, no, I'm not glad you don't know the answer. You got to know the answer.
Yeah.
I'm going to tell you why. Because, right, it's 2023, right? And I am going to petition to implement a new parliamentary rule for the House of Assembly. The rule is this. If you don't know who Jerry Roker is, why they couldn't find him in town, or why they went to Inagua to look for him, then you cannot qualify to be in the upper chamber of the House of Assembly.
Wow.
It's a degree of knowledge that you need to know.
I can find out.
Yeah.
Can find out.
Wow.
And I think this is important, right? It's about a whole bunch of stuff. But the upper house, producer, please, let's check the line. I think somebody know who asked for their red shirt. The upper house is intended for senior statesmen and stateswomen who have held a position of authority or leadership for such a large amount of time that they have a good sense of the history, how things have happened, the relationships and agencies and ministries and people, and that they can, when sitting as senators to vote on a bill, they would have a degree of context, right, to lend to the conversation to ensure that we are properly reasoning through the bills.
Wow.
And so that's why I asked the question. That's why I won the petition. And that's why, although this music is of the world, right, cultural elements that are important for young people to know, to understand themselves.
Yeah.
And in terms of a Christian movement, a producer, let's check the line. In terms of a Christian movement, to understand the world that you're moving through, to better be able to prepare yourself and to understand the people who may not be just like you, but you are also sharing the world with.
Yes.
Right. So again, the question is, which famous Bahamian artist asked for my red shirt, baby, from out the bedroom? Good morning, caller. You're on the clock. Good morning, caller. 2, 3. Okay, there we go. We wait for another. Dear texters, the wallet information must be in the text with the answer. Producer, I see we got another call. Angel, let's get back. Oh, we're back on the line. Good morning, caller. You're on the clock. Morning, caller. Caller, you have your phone on mute or something. We're going to get back to it. Angel, you said that as a Christian that you have to die. A part of you must die every day.
Yep.
Right? Let's talk about that.
Oh, boy. So I think that's one of the most fundamental, perceiving a relationship with Christ. And the reason that you do that is because you realize that his way is so much better than your way. His ways are above your ways. His thoughts are above your thoughts. And if you truly do believe that he is who he says he is, then you should know he has a much better plan for you. And if he says, or if his word says that this is what you should do, you have to know that it is going to yield the best results. And part of that, dying to self.
But look at what you're asking of young people who are just coming into themselves. They, and because of the current context, they have to have a degree of confidence, right? That the newness every day that I experience of myself, right? The confidence that I'm moving into that space. But what you're asking them to do is to be vulnerable. Vulnerable to a force that they can't see or touch tangibly, right? Like physically touch, we say.
Right.
We say. You're asking them to be vulnerable to something. Their bodies are pushing against, right? Like hormonally, their bodies are pushing against all of the norms.
Yeah.
It's a chemical process where young people sort of reject. They're rejecting things that older people throw at them and entrenching themselves in their own ideas. Mm-hmm. How does your group support young people in that daily process of building up confidence and then opening up vulnerability every day? Building up confidence in self, but also opening up vulnerability that I'm open to what God has prepared for me.
I think that IoT invites the Lord into everything that they do. And so because we're spirit-led, we always, it's like a magnet for people that are looking for the light. They're looking for this this goodness, this interaction of young Christian community that gets along, pray together, hold each other accountable, lift each other up. We literally step in the gap where people fall down. That could be monetarily. That could be in terms of what you need to get off to go to school. It could be a familial issue. It can be trauma. Like, there's every aspect that the Lord infiltrates when it comes to using us to help other people. And he has, like I said, made us a light on a hill that you cannot hide. But that's him. You know, he's the light. We're just the vessels that he's using. I think the way that we'd encourage or help people navigate dying to self every day is to be a living example and show them that this is not as bad as you think it is. Actually, it's the best thing that you could possibly do.
Mm-hmm. And I also have an example, you know, what dying to self is. For me personally, you know, with my businesses and, you know, battling with Atlantis, you know, trying to do both of them, you know, I found myself forgetting. Like, literally forgetting about these worldly possessions and assets that I have and just and doing his work, you know, by showing God's love. You understand? Because it's not me, you know. And I understand that God will provide. He's been providing ever since, you know. And I found myself running behind the money, running behind the money. And the minute I stopped doing that, God gave me less work to do, and I was able to save way more, you know. So when we die to ourselves, what it is that we deny our fleshly cravings and we walk in the spirit. We do things of the spirit that God wants us to do, you know. We show that love. So, you know, if I go to the gas station and I see someone on the side of the road and, you know, they ask me for something, I won't just brush them off. You know, my heart is there for that person because I know God accepted me. So that individual, God can accept them. So what the Spirit does is he tells me, well, go and get this man something to eat and drink, you know. So I am practical about it. And that's what I learned from IOT, you know.
Now, we've have a quick way. I get like seven questions in my head right now. I want to ask, how do you discern? And for young people in particular, in 2023, with all kinds of stimulus and stimulants, right? You've got we got electric noise, right? Like just ambient electric noise.
Yes.
Then you've got the noise coming through the radio, the noise coming through the television, the noise coming through the phones, right?
People.
How do you discern? And I ask this question also in a local context, right? Where we have a number of people who have identified themselves as prophets.
Wow. Yeah.
Right? That's cool. I'm not making a critique of their particular religious space, their protocols, how they do things. But these people have either been named or have identified themselves as prophets. Wow. And there's a lot of activity sort of in that space. Right? Prophets talking to each other, and then there's some contention and tension and ting. And so the question has arisen, how do you know who is a real prophet and who is a false prophet, like the discernment part, but also to a more personal space? How do you discern when you're praying, when you're meditating, when you just walk in, when you live in? How do you discern what is a message from God, from spirit? What is a message from self? And what is a message from the external world?
Well,
I know, and I want to say this to the audience. I didn't prepare nobody with no questions. They didn't get any briefs. Sort of throw in these questions at them.
Yes.
Yeah.
Well, for me, you know, a false prophet came to me a while back, and he actually, you know, started to prophesy over my life. And when I Bible, I noticed that how we can judge these people are based on their fruits. You understand? And this guy came because I had a bar at the time, and he came in the bar and, you know, we were drinking, and, you know, he started to prophesy to me after he was drunk, you know? And I was like me, I don't really know God, you know, and I didn't know his word. But not until I dived into his, I went into his word, I understand that, you know, based on the fruits, and he did not possess the fruits of the Holy Spirit. So automatically, I know he's not of God. He could claim to know Jesus Christ.
Mm-hmm.
But it was his fruits that showed me that he is a false prophet.
Mm-hmm.
You know, but I, if I see him today, I'll still show him love, because God says to show your neighbors love.
Mm-hmm.
You know, so, yeah.
Another question, and this is not necessarily IoT focused. How do young people discern, you know, someone who means well but causes harm, and someone who just a bad mind, don't mean well, and just wrecks chaos, mm-hmm. you know?
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
Like, how do you discern? And so, 'cause sometimes that well-intentioned person also is a chaos bringer.
Yes.
And how do young people, and I guess it is IoT focused, because in the second half, how do young Christians then socialize? How do you decide who's a friend, who is an acquaintance, who is an acquaintance I love from afar, I touch base with, but I can't have close to me at this time? Yeah.
That is where relationship comes in. So yeah. First, it'll be superficial. You'll observe, you'll listen, you'll watch, and you'll hear the request that they express. Would you like to get closer to God? People express the things that they want all the time. You just have to listen. But if you see people who hang around you and still are inconsiderate of your presence, they still do them to the fullest degree. And I mean, whether it offends you or not, whether it's impolite or destructive, they're still going to be themselves in full. Those are the people that you have a conversation with, you pray with them at that moment, and then you ask them, you know, is this, can you recognize this? This is a danger to yourself, and this is bringing you down. Mm-hmm. Do you want to change that? You're welcome to be in our space, so long as you're interested in working on yourself and inviting the Holy Spirit in to do that work. You'll know that's all you need. That I need to be around you and continue to try and make you backslide or even try to get you to justify their sin. Then it's the relationship has to get a bit deeper. You have to then commit to being a good influence in this person's life, whether you feel called to or not.
Mm-hmm.
But I think God is always trying to tell us, you know, whether you understand why you're here or not, whether you understand why this person is in your life, I've commissioned you to be a representation of Christ. Don't give up on them,
mm-hmm.
but don't let them bring you down. And you're right, discernment plays a huge factor in all of that. And like Kristen said, the best way to discern is to consult the word. But that's my response on that.
Okay, cool. Now, I got a text here. I got to read the text. Text, I could be honest. I don't know if I can read the text as is, but I hope that I convey the sentiment. The text is very concerned that we're having this sort of religious or Christian spiritual conversation this morning. And they say, like, this: it's illogical, unrealistic, and unscientific. They also use the word delusional foolery. So, in the light of that text, I want to examine a sort of principle of Christianity. I don't know if it's a doctrine, if it's a principle, or if it's just scripture, right? Like, I don't know how it would be considered. But this idea that you are not going to know, you cannot prove the existence of God, of Jesus, of the system, but it's your faith that is required of you. Yes. You are required to believe.
Yes.
And so I guess a two-part question. How do you reconcile with that concept, that idea, and then how does IoT, so that is a foundational part of IoT's philosophy, right? And I imagine it is.
Mm-hmm.
How then does that operate? How do you share that construct or idea within the group with young people?
Mm-hmm.
And how does it manifest?
Mm-hmm.
See, because right now, I wanted to tell the text, I thought we were having a sort of a logical conversation, right?
Yeah.
And a critical examination mm-hmm. of faith, of spirit, and of IoT's work, you know, but after the break, we're going to delve into that question.
Awesome.
All right, you guys, you're on the clock with Erin Green. We're having a different kind of conversation this morning. Again, I can throw out that question. Which famous Bohemian artist asked for their red-shirt baby from out the bedroom? You're on the clock. We will be right back.
Beulah Gal, can you believe this? We are now the patrol queens of the neighborhood.
We now large and in charge. So we need to check out what's going on in everybody's yard. What about that gun that we know that Junior and his homeboys just ran out? Can we report that too?
Of course we can.
But we could be in deep trouble if they find out.
We need to report what we see, Beulah. When you call Crime Stoppers, they just answer your call in Miami.
So then we can report everything? Guns, where they hiding the drugs, who shoot who part of which gang, or who disturbing the peace with a loud music and the motorcycles.
Then our neighborhood will be the best in the Bahamas, and everybody gonna want to come live here. And then our house price will go up, gal.
So what we waiting on? What's the number?
If you see something, say something. Let us all pitch in and stop the crime before it's your time. Call 328-8477 from Nassau, or 242-300-8477 from the Family Islands, or text us through the Crack Crime Bahamas app. Stop the crime before it's your time.
Vaccines are essential for new and returning students. Vaccines, fellow students, teachers, staff, and other members of the community from serious illnesses and even death. As you begin your back-to-school preparations, ensure that your children's vaccinations are up to date. All vaccines are available at all public health clinics.
This message is brought to you by PAHO WHO, the Ministry of Health and Wellness, and USAID.
The Guardian Group and AML Foods want to help families in need with our first ever back-to-school snackathon. We want your help by assisting in donating school snacks to children in need as they head back to school this year. To join our snackathon, simply shop at Solomon's and Fresh Markets. You can donate your pre-existing loyalty points, or you can donate cash at the register. Every penny will go to purchase snacks that will be donated for distribution to the Bahamas Feeding Network and Hands for Hunger. Let's ensure that every child that opens their backpack to start this school year has a snack and a smile.
This is Guardian Radio 96.9 FM, Nassau, Bahamas.
Good morning and welcome back to Guardian Radio 96.9 FM. For my trivia players, I can be honest with you all, it's 10:38. If I don't get an answer in the next, look at that producer. Let's check that line, see if we got a caller for the trivia on the air. Good morning, caller.
Yes, good morning.
Good morning. You called to answer the trivia question or join the conversation?
Yeah, I just called to join the conversation to respond to the previous texter.
Yes, sir.
I'd like him to answer for me one question.
Mm-hmm.
Go look at pictures of the human anatomy and see how the body functions with all the organs. And I want him to prove to me how that could happen without a mind that is intelligent and just awesome in power. Ask him how, if he could prove that just happened on its own, then I guess I could listen to him. But other than that, he's talking nonsense, because there has to be a God who created us, given us a conscience, and given us a power of a life that has been messed up without God, and then turn around later on, being changed by the power of God, and that personal testimony of a life only could come from a God, an intelligent being, to prove all of that, and then I could probably listen to him.
I got you, caller. Thank you. So the caller is saying, hey, he can see evidence of intelligent design, right? And he's saying to the texter, prove it's not intelligent design then.
Yeah.
But I want to, before we go in, delve more into these, because the texter sent another text, and I think, it's going to be very interesting.
Yeah.
Intelligent design. You're right. You got to go. Hey, Christian's got a go because he's got obligations. We're not going to hold him back. So let me read the initial text that prompted this part of the conversation. And I want to say, Texter, thank you. And to the caller, we're going to learn to be easy with one another because we share this space. But I appreciate absolutely your sentiment. We can be easy with each other, brothers and sisters. Well, what is this illogical, unrealistic, unscientific, delusional foolery on this early Thursday morning? And the text says, how old are your guests in the studio? But you wanted to play a clip, Christian. Or you wanted to read?
I wanted to read a scripture.
Yeah, man, read the scripture.
You know, because a lot of persons believe that we don't have an opportunity based on our good deeds.
Yeah.
So I want to encourage this individual that sent the text,
yeah,
you know, that he's accepted, you know. But it's from Galatians 2, verse 19. I have been put to death with Christ on his cross, so that it is no longer I who live, but it is Christ who lives in me. This life that I live now, I live by faith in the Son of God, who loved me and gave his life for me. I refuse to reject the grace of God. But if a person is put right with God through the law, it means that Christ died. So for me, what that's telling me is that if we go based on the law, then why did Christ die?
I got you.
You know, so it's based on our faith, you know.
All right.
And I just want to encourage that person that, you know, despite their views now, you know, once God actually touched that person, they still have an opportunity to seek him.
All right. Thank you. So I know you got to go, Christian. I'm going to say thank you again for joining us. Just before you zip out the studio, you guys are having an event on the 19th of August. That's why you're all here.
Yes.
I want you all to know, though, the conversation was good. That's why we had to keep talking.
Okay. Love it.
So tell us about your event on the 19th of August, very quickly. It's a Jesus March?
Yes.
That's what it's called, Jesus March.
Yes.
Okay.
So the Jesus March is to invite everyone, believers, non-believers, everyone, all walks of life to come out and acknowledge Jesus. You know, we acknowledge the culture. You know, we do the junk, you know, we do the carnival, you know. But this time around, we want to acknowledge Jesus, the King of Kings and the Lord of Kings.
I want to say this. Don't call people non-believers. I mean, technically from your context, right? You're talking about people who believe in Christian faith, and then you say non-believers, right?
Yes.
Let's call them Christians and non-Christians. Because in many instances, in the vast majority of instances, they are believers.
Yes.
They just believe in something else. So I know you have to go, Christian. I can say some things that may compel you to stay. Don't. You got to go. You have to go. But I got this text here that says, good morning. Religion is right-brained leaning. Science is left-brained leaning. Spiritual brain leaning.
Wow.
Right?
Wow.
And from there, I want to say this. This is not a religious show.
No.
It's a secular space where we respect people's faith. That's fundamental to me.
May I say something?
Yeah, could jump in.
I need people who are listening to understand that this is not about religion. This is about relationship with Christ. Because at the end of the day, as you guys like to say, oh, you guys are indoctrinated, you're whatever, whatever. No, no, no. See, when you seek truth and you seek answers, you do that with your whole heart and you do that on your own whim, on your own desire. Once you have established a relationship, nothing is the same. While the Lord gave us a book with instructions, that is his word, you don't have to look at us seeking a relationship with Jesus as some sort of robotic, what do you call that? Some sort of, what is this, an assembly line? What am I going down and I'm being indoctrinated? No, I'm not. I'm seeking this on my own accord. I want this for my life. I want this for other people.
Mm-hmm.
I want that freedom for everyone.
Before I leave, I just want to leave, you know, a little testimony as to why I truly seek God, right? Mm-hmm. You know, I went to a house and I told a young lady that I could do the plumbing. I don't know anything about plumbing. And guess what I did before I went inside? I said, Holy Spirit, I ask that you equip me with the knowledge and the wisdom as to how I can fix this whatever plumbing issue.
And, you know, I went inside, and I don't know anything about plumbing. And before I left, the fixture that I came to fix, I was able to MacGyver that for the Holy Spirit.
Nice. Yeah. Yeah, man. Absolutely. Absolutely. Like I was saying, I think it is the faith that moved the mountain, right? In Sir Randall Fox's book, Moved the Mountain. It is the faith. And that is the most important part of, I think, the human experience, is the ability to have and hold faith. But listen, Christian, I know you got to go. Thank you so much for joining us. Just tell the people bye. And tell your people in Abaco and...
Grandmom and Ting.
And Ting, good morning.
Good morning to the Bahamas. And good morning to my family.
Yeah,
the Lightbonds and the Cash. I love you all.
Yeah, man. Blessings, blessings.
Blessings.
Have a great day, sir. All right, let's go to this caller as Mr. What's your last name again?
Cash.
Mr. Cash. All the Cashes. In fact, the guy have to become cousins for real with this boy. Your last name is Cash. You can wake out. I have faith. Don't watch nothing.
That is hilarious.
Have a great day. Come on, caller. You're on the clock. How you doing?
Good morning. I have faith to believe that Mr. Cash still there.
He's still there. Put on your headphones dead quick. But you have to go. Quick.
Yeah. Thank God for life. Poppy here. Miss Green.
Yeah.
To all of those naysayers and who have a problem, stereotype people because of their personal lifestyle or whatever.
Mm-hmm.
Take that this morning. This ain't the first time I hear you talk about things and like this and do things like this.
Yeah.
But to cut a long story short, because we ain't get that much time, Mr. Cash was saying that this is a march for Jesus, what they going to do.
Yeah, the Jesus march, and we're going to get into that. Right.
Okay, why I ask it, right?
Yeah, yeah.
I was wondering if they do this anywhere in the world before, because I think this something, if they ain't done in the world, this could end up going big all over the world. But we could start with the Bahamas. If maybe next time or if this time around, we could do this on the family island, suggested
wow.
to believe us,
mm-hmm.
to follow, just like what we can do in Nassau, what Mr. Cashdom can do in Nassau, or Freeport, or whatever, do it all over the family island.
Oh,
and,
yeah.
Yes.
You know, the thing, like, when the pandemic was here, where we do a lot of meetings and different things online and stuff,
there,
is it a way that you could maybe live stream this, that persons who would love to be there,
yes,
but can't go online and either pick up what's happening in Freeport, Andrews, or in Nassau? So Mr. Cash, I is one of those believers. Like the lady said, a relationship with God. I don't know how to say my relationship with God is, but I think I do have a relationship with God, and I think He's all my strength. So I salute Ms. Green for having the show this morning, for y'all doing this. Mr. Cash, give out a number so we could reach out to y'all and stuff
Thank
like that.
You.
So maybe we could be a part of it or find out if we could do it online also, or if we could do it over the family island next time and try to get this all over the world if it ain't done yet. Keep up the good work, guys. Papa here.
Absolutely.
Thank you so much.
Contact information, please.
Well, you can reach out to me personally. It's 821-8342. Look at me.
Being vulnerable, being open, right? Yeah.
Yep.
Angelique Mackey,
yes.
And sir?
Kristen Cash, you can reach me at 437-6405.
And I'd like to give the email as well.
Yeah.
It's Our Turn.
ITS.
Mm-hmm. ITS, Our Turn, 12@gmail.com. Please correct me if I'm incorrect.
All right, it's ourturn12@gmail.com,
mm-hmm.
821-8342 for Ms. Mackey,
yes.
And 437-6405 for Mr.
That's
Cash.
Right. That's right.
Absolutely. Okay, Mr. Cash, you got to go.
Yes.
I have to run you. Have faith in me. You got to go.
Yes.
Conversation is good, but Ms. Mackey is going to continue it on.
Thank you so much.
Absolutely. Have a great day.
You
Thank
too.
Thank you.
All right, Ms. Mackey, the march. What's the starting point? What's the end point? What's the route?
All right, so the starting point is Arawak Key, and we will be finishing at Montague. We will have stations set up for people to be able to hydrate, get
Along
something
the
to
march.
Yes,
okay.
Get something to eat. We'll have guides. We'll also have vehicles that are able to transport people should they not be able to walk anymore.
Mm-hmm.
We'll have people and just getting, you know, speaking,
mm-hmm.
worshiping together. We'll have music. We'll have a Christian DJ, as you know. And then at the very end, when we end on Montague, we are going to have a congregation, or a gathering, I should say, have a moment to share with people and, you know, to just pray for the country. It is my desire,
mm-hmm.
It's actually the team's desire to also have a baptism take place, but we'll see. We'll let you guys.
But listen, okay, know. So August 19th, not this Saturday, but next Saturday, right?
Yes.
So that's time for the people with disabilities, the association, to link up with y'all. See, because Papa is focused. Papa say, look here, people with disabilities, some can go out, some can't. How can we connect to what's happening? Beautiful. But maybe we could partner and ensure that some people who can come out, who are not totally restricted mobility-wise, mm-hmm. can participate. The live link, do you have a Facebook page? How can people connect on the Family Islands?
Yes. So this, by God's grace, will be live streamed, and you'll be able to tap into Facebook.
So It's Our Turn Facebook page?
Yes.
So
yes.
Just search It's Our Turn, mm-hmm. then go to the live option, and then click on notificate to get notifications whenever they go live. Mm-hmm. So just in case you forget, the notification will pop up on your phone as soon as they go live. And if it drops when they go up again, it'll pop up on your phone and you'll be connected.
Yes.
Now, I got a secret. I mean, I say secret, but I want to throw something in the pot.
Throw it.
A number of our guests, tourists that come in, they're also Christians. They would also appreciate participating in this. If it's on a Saturday and cruise ships are in.
We would love, hear me out, ain't nobody, we want everyone to be out there. You hear me? People that have no idea what's going on. If they even see us walking down the street, please come and join us. They will know what we're doing because we will have tons of signage. And, you know, this event is going to speak for itself, but we welcome everybody. When I say everyone, all Family Islands, all countries. And just to answer that question that the guy said, this has been done before. Mm-hmm. This has been sparked around the world, and we're going to continue the spiral effect. However, this is going to be one of the most historic and important moments in Bahamian history. And you know why? The youth are the ones that are doing this, leading it. You guys think that we're a lost cause? We're not. There are people out there who have a heart for Jesus that don't sit on it, but your elders. It's us.
I want to say to parents who feel like their kids are struggling or fighting them, they don't want to go to church, they don't like their church space, I'd say come out with your kids. Don't send your kids out.
Correct.
Come out with your kids and explore this space and see if this is a space that's good for your kids. What I like about it, like I say, as a human rights advocate, I promote interfaith. Like if we're gonna celebrate one religious group, then we must create a space to celebrate others. I think focusing on faith is important for personal development for young people. And I want to say, even if you are not a Christian, bring your kids out. Let them experience faith, right? Even if you're not Christian.
Be a witness.
Yeah.
Use that experience to make your own questions and seek the answers to those questions that you have.
Absolutely. I think it'll be a safe space for exploration.
Yes.
Right? And yes. It's not a space of division. Correct. So that's like what I feel in from the energy. So just take a pin here about the Sand Dollar giveaways. And I have to say, for those who sort of tuned in before or after the opening, the trivia question is for the Sand Dollar wallet giveaway, right? And so you have to have a local Sand Dollar wallet, digital wallet, from one of the 7 local providers. There we go. Okay, start at Arawaki, straight down Bay Street.
Straight down Bay Street.
Straight down.
Straight down with police escort.
All right, you're going to be in the road or on the sidewalk?
In the road. And y'all have a lot of jokes talking about don't cause traffic and don't cause me not be able to get to my work. Listen, go around it. Or get out of your car and come join us.
All right, but I beg you. See, here's what happened. Somebody thief all of the detour signs from the Ministry of Public Works.
Stop it.
I mean, there's no official report or story. Nobody actually told me that, but that's what I believe.
I'm screaming.
Because whenever there's an event, road diversion, there's an absence of detour signs. And that's why people get frustrated, right?
Yeah.
Because that's one of the reasons why I'm glad to have you guys on the show, is at the very least, people will know that something's happening, yes, and they won't get mad and throw that mad energy out there.
Yeah.
Just know the march starts at 9?
9 a.m., yep.
You're going to start walking at 9?
Yes.
So when should people get there?
Well, it'd be nice for everybody to arrive at 8:30 just in case they want to get an IoT t-shirt, in case they want to group up. Perhaps there will be people that need to also organize that when people arrive. So 8:30 is a beautiful time to get there. Also, I recommend that people get dropped to
Arawaki.
Arawaki, because a lot of people plan on leaving their cars at Montague so they can just go home after that.
Right.
But if you are not able to get a ride, we intend on having a shuttle service. So, yeah, we've...
So we encourage participants to leave their cars at Montague,
yeah,
and schedule to catch the shuttle or get a ride to Arawaki.
Yes.
So that you can just meet your car. Yeah. Now, you're a stretch professional. I am a porking professional, which requires, and a dishwashing profession, which requires a lot of stretching, right? You're going to have PT, physical therapists. So let me throw it out there. To my physical therapists, people, if you could volunteer, if you could come out, because if I can do this march, I can need 20 minutes of Bengaying up. I can need to put the Tiger Balm on all the joints to be ready for the walk. All my physical therapists, all my sports-minded people, come out and support the young people, support the older people that are supporting the young people.
Yes.
Now, you're going to have water stations?
Water stations, yes, ma'am. And like I said, we anticipate just things to nutrition. Sorry, give the body some nutrition, so some snacks, light food.
Yeah. Okay.
Guys, just in case, bring a bottle, just in case.
Now, I got a great text here. Same texter. I want to say, texter, thank you for the text, okay, even if I don't read them the way you send them. The texter saying, what is the purpose of a Jesus march in a country that declares itself to be a Christian nation, that is roughly 90% Christian, everything is Christian, and anytime you start talking about any other religion, people say, oh, no, this Christian place, right?
Mm-hmm.
It's a place where a C group whose purpose is to ensure that Christian doctrine is entrenched in policy, in law, policy, mm-hmm, and even politics. What's the purpose of a Jesus march? Why, or better yet, if you don't mind, Texter, why does IoT feel compelled? Why does IoT feel there's a need for Jesus March?
Okay. This, you can consider this another calendar event. It shouldn't, or if it does bother you that we're having an event, let me clarify why. This is to spark a revival, and I don't know if you guys have noticed, but the youth of this country have been getting a little bit out of hand, a little bit unruly. And my personal opinion is that it stems from a lack of spiritual discipline, a lack of morals. Now, when we talk about being a Christian nation, if we understand that the Bible is our highest authority and that what that word says is true, then we will go above and beyond to encourage our brothers and sisters to walk with God, to remind them about what the word says. And this is a reminder. This is also an exhibition of youth whose heart is on fire for Jesus. Whose hearts are on fire for Jesus and who want to just welcome people into that space so they can maybe understand why we're doing it. The best way I can answer you is to just tell you to show up. If you don't feel any kind of inspiration, if you don't feel anything towards the event, you can just leave. But please show up and find out for yourself why we're doing this.
All right. So listen, my sports segment is tomorrow. So we and you, we can't route a date, right? But I want to throw this on the table. My back went up a little. My hairs on my back went up a little bit when you said young people are a little bit unruly. I mean, because technically they are a little unruly. I would the most prevalent system that young people would have plugged into as a part of their personal development has eroded and devolved to a point where young people have been left to their own devices.
Correct.
To figure out who they are,
yep,
and how they will become adults. And so I see the march as intending to recreate or to sustain a space for young people, because there are some people who think that this is the best system for personal development.
That would be me. I'm one of those people.
Yeah, man, I got you. Angelique Mackey, Christian Cash was in studio with us. Representatives from IoT, it's our turn. They're having a Jesus March. They're having a march. It's called the Jesus March.
Oh, yeah.
On the 19th of August, starting at Arawaki, ending at Montague Beach, 9 a.m. March time. Be there for 8:30, the latest, so you could get all your things and all the details. Line the route to support the young people. Join if you don't, if you want to. Support if you don't want to join. Send good thoughts, good energy, good prayer, even if you disagree with what they're doing. Bahamas, have a great day. C.A. Newry and Guardian Radio AM is up next. The answer to that question is, ancient man asked for his red shirt out the bedroom, baby. I've got a text winner. They just got to confirm they got a digital wallet. Ah, boy, texters, callers, thank you so much. We're going to walk in faith again soon on the show. Have a great day, Bahamas.
Thank you.